This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Hour. It's time for our weekly talk radio roundup, a review of the hot hits, the stories that have been on the forefront of conversation at traditional news talk radio stations with hosts that are, I don't want to say being examined, but listened to carefully by the folks at Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. They listen to the discussions, do the research, and the surveys reflect what they hear. And so the top 10 stories appear on Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. That's the list that we use. Also, the top 10 people on the list, many of them, most of them are associated with the stories, as you might imagine. So let's just take the, I'm accused all the time of starting off and then getting sidetracked because Joe Crummy is here with his podcast, Evil Thoughts. And he is evil. He distracts me from my work, my lineage, if you were Victorian.
You can hear me in the background.
Rachel McFadden, yeah, you can, yes, right. Rachel McFadden is here. Okay, let's get to, first, I'm going to go through, don't distract me, Joe. Victoria, do not distract me. I'm going to go through the list. Number 10, the sports talk radio world, focusing mostly on the Olympics and the National Basketball Association. Number 9, the Black Panther film. Number 8, the political angle, I suppose, of the Olympics. What's happened there? Television, whether it's been as good or not as good, or what people are watching it differently. Number 7, the passing of Billy Graham. Number 6, remember now, this is news. This is traditional news talk stations, and they are mostly right of center. Thus, at number 6, the comings and goings at the Considical.
I like that.
The Conservative Political Action Committee, otherwise known as CPAC. Number 5, a situation in the Middle East, where it is tense as usual. As a side light, the chief of police in Tel Aviv says that Benjamin Netanyahu should be arrested, charged with crimes against the state. Really? Number 4, immigration policy. Number 3, the Russians messing around in everything from soup to nuts, it would seem. Number 2, the investigation into President Trump. And number 1, the continuing conversation almost at every turn. The focus is on what happened in Florida, what's happening in Washington, the gun control issue. The people on the list, LeBron James at number 10, Lindsey Vonn 9, Billy Graham 8, Wayne LaPierre, 7, Robert Mueller, 6, Hillary Clinton, 5, Barack Obama, 4, Marco Rubio, 3, Nicholas Cruz, 2, and Donald Trump, 1. I can't for the life of me. What is there, what's new that would put Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton into the focus? Of what is there that, you see their name pops up here and there. Hillary was on The View, okay, and some other stuff people
want. Well, Trump's blaming Obama for not doing anything about Russia.
Yeah, and I think that Obama's been tweeting, too, I think a little bit about what happened in Florida. So he's, we got your back, I think he said.
Yeah, support for the kids. But really? He hasn't tweeted anything political.
Well,
he hasn't said anything about guns. He's been very, right down the middle with, mm-hmm. we support you and use your voice and register to vote and things like that. But nothing about the NRA, nothing about Trump. He'll never mention Trump's name, probably. So it's, I don't know why he's on the list.
I don't either. I don't get what has.
All right, take him off. Things. You know what? I don't have any problem. Take him off. Scratch him out right now. Get rid of him right now.
Well, there are some.
Everybody.
There are some things Obama. As president, he's become more. No, I was riding back on the plane, and a fellow sitting next to me lived in Orange County, and he and I were talking about Trump and talking about what's going on in the country. And he's a little younger than I was, successful business guy, had a bias toward the political right side, but he was frustrated with Trump. And the same thing you hear from a lot of people who want to wish him well, because if he does well, the country does well. And all of the denigrating that's done by the news media, some in the news media anyway, just seems to tear down America rather than making it strong again. That was what his feeling was. I don't know that I even give it that much credibility anymore, because there's so many different ways of figuring out if you have any intellectual capability at all, you can look around and pretty much judge what the real story is. And one of the things that has popped up this week in the continuing discussion of classroom circumstances, there are a couple of things that got my attention. I'd be interested in listening to the folks here talk about these two subjects and others that are related. The president proposed late in the week a pay bump, a hike. If you are a teacher and you want to have a gun, then the idea of having teachers have guns in the classroom would bring about a raise in pay, according to this. And a lot of experts, educators say, this is ridiculous. No, you can't do it. They condemn it. And I don't know that it's a great idea. I just don't like what makes me uncomfortable is that we're at this state that we have to have guns even outside the school, or a school guard, or you have to have we're supposed to be a progressive modern society. Does that mean that teachers have to have guns? Do we have to have police officers at school? Do we have to have a cage that you walk through when you go into school to make sure that the metal detector, so you don't, you're protected, or you're free from having any gun or knife on you when you walk in? My God.
You know, there was a lady I heard yesterday, and she was saying, we need to forget all that, the stuff you were talking about, you know, forget those guns, we don't want to go there. And she was saying, we need to get at the root cause, and it sounded great, and I was thinking about it. And then I was thinking, would we take the same attitude toward banks?
How do you mean?
Meaning, people like to steal stuff, but, you know, we certainly don't want to guard the money.
So we're protecting money, but not our children. Is that the
I think that's the thing. Right, and I thought it was kind of an interesting observation for me, I guess. But it would be like, it's okay, look, she wants to do, let's get to the root cause of why are people doing this. And I'm going, that's cool, I think we ought to do that, but in the meantime... would you say that about a bank? Would you say that about an airplane?
The other side. Victoria and I were talking earlier about the whole idea of having the theater that goes on, the protection theater racket that is the TSA, whether they prevent, is it a psychological thing? I brought I brought a canister of Super Beats with me in my bag. When I left Boston to come to L.A., Kai goes through my bag. He says, "We got to check this out." What do you mean you got to check it out? Well, it's a powder, and we got to make sure that the Super Beats isn't going to be used to blow
Super
up.
Super Beats, bro, don't you listen?
But Doug, why is that a problem? I'm glad the guy caught it and that he even cared enough to even ask you about
that.
There you go.
Isn't so much that it's the inconsistency, because I didn't follow through with the rest of the story. I brought Super Beats and other powdered things that I use in my daily routine with me. That doesn't sound good, because somebody would think I was using some other kind of powder. I'm using egg yolk powder and things that are good for
me. Meanwhile, people slip through with real dangerous weapons on them.
Yeah.
And you're getting delivered for Super Beats.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's really the point, Richie. Yeah. That's exactly the point. And it's this theater. We think for $6 billion a year we're paying these people. And it is basic nonsense. I mean, it looks good, and maybe you feel better when you go through and you're checked out and everybody else. And really, there hasn't been an incident on a plane for several years, so maybe this is...
But that's why,
bad.
Isn't it?
Maybe you feel good because they haven't caught anything. Yeah.
So can we get rid of TSA then?
No.
Get rid of them?
Yeah. No, I think the point Doug's making, if you really think about it, yes, it's inconvenient, no one really likes it, and part of it is theater, but whatever the reason, whatever the combination, it is working.
I think terrorists have moved on to other places.
I think you're maybe right.
I think they've pretty much said, okay,
yeah,
planes are out now. Yeah. Now what can we surprise them at?
Yeah, right.
But if planes were still a vulnerable target, they wouldn't have moved on. That would just be an easier target to wipe out a couple hundred people at a time.
Yeah. Well, my Super Beat saved the day, I'll tell you that. It's 16 past the hour on the Talk Radio Review with Richie Victoria and Joe. I'm Doug Steffen with a reminder for those of you who are looking for the benefits that you can get by going to ZipRecruiter.com. It works on both sides of the fence. As a person who hires and a person who wants to be hired, you want to be using ZipRecruiter. First of all, but you don't really know that you're going to be using it, which is kind of the beauty of it. When you post your job qualifications on one of the job boards, and then sort of sit back and say, okay, let's see what happens. And then ZipRecruiter, through its facilities, has somebody who's come to them and said, I need this person. Can you connect me? That's basically what they're saying when they go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. I need help, and I need the right person, obviously, to keep my business going and doing well. So if hiring good people is a high priority for you, you've posted your job opportunity, somebody out there has job qualifications, and ZipRecruiter will put you together. That's really the bottom line. This is not like any other source, not any other job site. They will put the jobs in 24 hours together with the person who's qualified. You'll be able to look at it, and it's much simpler because you just have to screen them, rate them, and manage the candidate. It's all done. The other information is done for you by ZipRecruiter. Use their dashboard, use their facility, use it free. ZipRecruiter free at ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Make sure you're doing the best for yourself. A small company, big company, doesn't make any difference. Find the best. You'll find them at ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. And using that code, you can use it free.
In winter, you can practically hear your skin changing. Drying out, flaking, tightening, becoming itchy, irritated, and inflamed. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. With Cortisone 10, winter can just sound fun again. Cortisone 10, feel the heal. Use as directed.
As a small business owner, you're juggling it all, including customers' calls from your personal phone. But with Grasshopper, you get a business phone number and a business phone system from our mobile app so you can work smarter, not harder. Grasshopper forwards calls, texts, even transcribes voicemails. Everything you need to simplify your business and stay responsive. With Grasshopper, there's no long-term contracts and customer support is 24/7. Whether you're starting or growing your business, Grasshopper is the answer. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio.
Hi, it's Jen from the DJV Show. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 855-432-4888. Now. That's 855-432-4886 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, a newspaper article, a legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can make your online search results look their best. Call 855-432-4886 to learn more or visit ReputationDefender.com/Doug.
Thought it was interesting that Prince Harry and Meghan Markle got a package in the mail that white powder was in, and it's considered now a racist hate crime by the London police. Very interesting. Just shows you the world is nuts. Yeah, no super beats.
No super beats.
Send them some super beats. 21 after the hour.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Thank you for the call.
It's 23 after the hour, the Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the hot hits in Talk Radio. For the week of February the 19th to the 23rd, I'm Doug Steffen here every week at this time with, in this hour, Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden, and Joe Crummy. Joe has a podcast that he does every day called Evil Thoughts, and that's a perfect, wonderful way to highlight his entire career and his life.
That's right. I'm an evil man.
Evil, evil.
We're going through the stories
and the people here, and I went through, actually, I did it for the first time in a long time. Actually made it through the entire list. And now we're going back to some of the things that are of interest and import here from our point of view, trying to pique your interest if you haven't heard some aspects of this conversation or these conversations. For example, the story this week from Houston that a school superintendent there said that his district planned to suspend any student who took part in any classroom walkout, any form of protest, anybody who's on the street over gun violence when you're supposed to be in school, you will be suspended. The superintendent said the school district, the independent school district, will not allow a student demonstration during school hours for any type of protest or awareness. The superintendent's name is Curtis Rhodes. There's a Facebook post that's floating around that many people have seen, the threats of a 3-day suspension. He said in his tweet, "Life is all about choices, and every choice has a consequence, whether it be positive or negative. We will discipline no matter what. If you are, whether it's one student, 50 students, 500 students, we will not tolerate students participating in political protests during the school day, and parent notes will not alleviate the discipline." So what do we think of that position?
I got an email from my kid's principal the other day telling us that approximately 400 of the 1,100 kids in their middle school went out and protested for 17 minutes. They went out through the same entrance, came back through the same entrance. Everything was orderly, and they went back to lunch or class, wherever they were.
And what did you as a parent think about that? Did you know it was going to happen before it happened?
I did not know. My first question to my son, because before we'd even gotten the email from the principal, my son had sent me a picture of it. Yeah. He did not participate in it, but he took a picture of it. Him and some friends were out at lunch. and sent it to me. And he said there were maybe 100 people. And I asked him who organized it. Because my concern was that the teachers had anything to do with it. If the mm-hmm. kids wanted to do it and the teachers just facilitated it, I don't have a problem with that. But if the teachers facilitated it, I would have had a big problem with it.
So what was the end result? What happened?
The kids, my son and his friends, and I've talked to the other parents, seemed to think that the teachers had a little bit to do with it,
mm-hmm.
but they, more than anything, allowed the kids to do it. So
yeah.
I don't think the teachers actually walked up and said, hey, kids, let's do a protest.
Yeah,
I think they heard some kids talking, mm-hmm. and they thought, okay, these kids want to do something. Let's go ahead and let them organize something and do it. And that I'm okay with.
And let's that's do cute. It in a I safe like that. Way. Let's that's supervised.
It's 15 minutes.
Yeah.
It's, they said, okay, you can go out. Now you have to come back in. All good? Good. Go back to class.
Yeah, you took all the subversion out of it. You know, at my kids' school, I ask them about it. They're blissfully unaware of it, and they're not doing
unaware of what? What happened in Florida?
Well, that they, of the notion that they might protest, they need to go out because
they're kids?
You know, this kind of a thing. My kid is a senior in high school, and he goes to a private school. And I ask him about, do you guys do shooter drills? I ask him about it. Like, what do you guys do? And he said, yeah, a couple of times a semester.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Shooter.
Yeah, they all do.
Oh,
everybody
wow.
does shooter drills. Yeah.
You know, a couple times a semester they have to do that.
In school anymore. Yeah. Wow. That really is a wow. 28 after the hour here on the Talk Radio Review.
In today's automotive news, Toyota roll out three Toyota Racing Division, or TRD Pro vehicles in Chicago, a 2019 Tundra TRD Pro, 2019 4Runner TRD Pro, and a 2019 Tacoma TRD Pro. Voodoo Blue is the new TRD Pro exclusive color. Unique TRD skid plates, and on the Tacoma TRD Pro, a cat's black exhaust. The 4Runner has black wheels, roof rack, and JBL audio system. To see more, go to OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
If you think putting a supercharged V8 in a sedan is crazy or just plain wrong, well, we've got news for you. We don't care. Dodge, welcome to the Brotherhood of Muscle.
Hey guys, it's Jen from the DJV Show. Let's talk about your health. There's no question you need omega-3s, but what form should you take them? Fish oil or krill oil? Nutritionists have debated this for years, but luckily there's a brand new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take it and I absolutely love it because it combines ultra pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints together in just one tiny pill. If that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just 7 days, so you will feel better guaranteed. Purity is so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, they want to send you a free bottle to put it to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil. It's not krill oil. It's both, and now it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now 800-355-1493. 800-355-1493.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at GCNlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
After the hour now, this is the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen, Talk Radio host for more years than I can almost count, because I have been on the air doing Talk Radio for longer than I can count with, 10 fingers and 10 toes. Goes way beyond that. I'd have to borrow Joe Crummy's fingers and toes. And some
you can
of
use
Richie's
my abacus.
Well.
Start with the fingers. I don't think you want to touch his toes.
An abacus. Who have the, Victoria, do you even know what an abacus is?
Of course she does.
It's the thing with the little balls, right? Right? No, it is, right?
Yes, it is. Yes, okay. It's a slider ball.
I have one at home.
Hey, I take that personally.
I have I'll tell you this much. I have zero clue how to use it. Seriously. I don't know.
It's just in tens. Everything's in tens.
Yeah, it's almost a room. Okay. The Roman numeral concept of everything. Yeah, it's there are 10 balls and 10 lines. Of
okay,
them.
So anyway,
balls.
On the top 10 list this week.
Right, how does an abacus work? Yeah. Victoria Keelan, Joe Crummy, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen. So the thing, one of the things that's on the list this week, CPAC is number 6. at their annual convention. Rich McFadden not only is an important part of my broadcast organization, but he's the operations manager at our originating network, Radio America, and as such is in connection and contact. There are the other hosts that are on the network are not as important as I am.
Correct.
But there are other people that do programs on the network. Dana Loesch is one of them.
Lash.
I always mispronounce her name. Why doesn't she change the spelling of it? So it's L-O-E.
Same reason.
I've always wanted everyone to change
you don't change your spelling to F-F-A.
Yeah. That'd be good.
Doug Steven?
Yeah. All right. So anyway, Dana speaks at CPAC. She had a couple of gigs this week. The one gig she had at CPAC was well received. She was on a TV show, I think, on CNN. She got booed for whatever reason.
Shocked to see that. Yeah.
What, shocked that she was booed on CNN? Why would you be shocked about that?
I was just kidding about that.
The CPAC thing, I did not realize that she was a spokesperson for the NRA.
She is the spokesperson for the NRA.
She is?
Yes.
Okay. So you were there. What did you think?
I think more interestingly, her appearance on CNN in front of the 7,000 people in Parkland, Florida. And it was hostile to her from the second she walked in, which she knew it would be.
Mm-hmm.
But I got to tell you, I have immense respect for her. For walking into a place that she knew where they were going to berate her with questions, with insults, but she wanted to have a conversation. She, as a representative of the NRA, she wanted to have a conversation. She wanted to let people know that we are here, we, quote unquote, her and the NRA, are here to have conversations. I want to hear what you have to say. I want to hear ideas. I want to talk about ideas. But really, what most people don't get is that first and foremost, she's a mom, and she went there as a mother to have the conversation that the same people sitting in the stands wanted to have the conversation. Her kids go to the same schools that everybody else's kids in Dallas do, and she wanted to make sure that her kids are safe. And the level of vitriol that was just, and she knew it was coming. And Jake Tapper and her are friends, and he tried to do what he could to kind of, you know, give her her voice and let her have her say. But and some of the kids that asked questions on the stage are amazing. For these kids to be 16 and 17 years old and to be able to voice their opinions in that situation on national television, I'm absolutely amazed. And they were respectful to her, but the people were yelling at her, murderer. Burn her. She said at the end of her segment, Jake Tapper looked over at her when they were playing the piece and he said, get out of here now. And her Marine escorts had a problem getting her off the stage because people started walking, not rushing the stage, but walking up on the stage and insulting her and yelling at her. She said, if it was another 2 minutes, I would not have been able to get off the stage safely. And they got her out of there. So at CPAC...
Well, but I get that, and that's terrible, but these are people who've also lost children.
I get that.
Well, but she didn't shoot them.
I know, but when she's there representing the NRA, I get that. But
that's the thing. They wanted blood. That's all they wanted was blood. She went to have a conversation. I get it. Everybody's sensitive. I get it. But she went... Imagine the guts it took to get up on that stage, knowing that everybody in that place thought you were responsible for their kid's death.
Well,
think about that.
The NRA does have blood on their hands, but it isn't her. She just happens to be a hired gun for them, and so if you're angry...
She's more than a hired gun. She believes in the Second Amendment. And she's a mom who believes in the Second Amendment, and she wants to help fix the problem.
But what's her solution? That's beyond, and it's terrible, yes, that she was treated that way, but what's her solution?
When we watched this CNN show, that one of the things the NRA did back in 2013 was set up a program to help schools be safer. And even if your school doesn't want guns in its school, the NRA will come to your school and look at your entrances, your doors, your windows, your floor plan, your escape plan, your safety plans, and they will help you design everything for free. They don't want
anything. Why would they do that?
Because they want to help the problem. They want to help alleviate the problem.
So why do they have such a bad image problem?
And you know how many schools have taken advantage of it?
None.
Since 150.
Oh, have they? Really?
150. Yeah.
Interesting.
Everybody can take advantage of it, and they don't.
But what I'm saying is that's fine to devise a plan of how to get the kids out, but what's the plan for stopping a shooter to get into the school to begin with?
The sheriff that was up on stage with her listed several things, and she was right next to him. Dana was right there going, yes, yes, yes. So there's a lot of things that they agree on. So maybe you don't, maybe there's a lock when it comes to, okay, should AR-15s be banned or not? Maybe there's a lock there. But what I saw was five or six things that everybody was nodding their head yes on. And even when Dana agreed, they were still yelling at her. And they were still calling her a murderer.
And that's part of just, right, and I think that's the heat of the moment right now. And the fear
and she got
and
that.
The
she knew that was going to happen. She
yeah.
knew it, but she went anyway. You got to give her props,
there's a
man.
Point, I don't know her that well. I've only been around her a couple of times, and she seems reasonable. She gets the, you know, just has a different point of view than some, and she agrees with a lot of people agree with her. And the thing that's troubling for me here is that she becomes the issue. The issue is so, it's so deep. It's so cut into the grain and the fiber now of our society. And what we're looking for at this point, or it seems with some of the people that are agitating, some of them genuinely and some of them not, for change, I think we are going to see change. I think finally there's going to be something that changes, whether it'll be enough to slow things down. I was thinking of you, Richie, actually. Your brother has a job as a school sort of protection officer at a high school in Washington. And the story of the fellow who was his equal at the school in Florida who stood outside the building because he was afraid to go into the building.
Right.
And what the, you know, hiring people. Your brother is about, I'm going to guess, 50s. Is that the younger brother? Is the
no,
younger
he's
brother,
older. He's older than me. So he's 57
right, so he's,
now.
He's how much? 57?
57. 56.
Yeah. But he's been there for quite a long time.
Yeah, 20-some years. He's been on the force in D.C. for 20-whatever
years.
How
long has he been at the school?
He's been at the school for probably 13,
all
something
right.
like that.
So when he got the job, he was viral young. Viral good.
Well, he spent his first 10 to 12 years chasing kids in the street, arresting the same kids for drugs every single week.
Yeah.
And then he's like, you know what, I'm tired of chasing them and tackling them and doing all this stuff. And maybe I can help them not go there if I get into the schools. And that was his real thought. Maybe if I get them young enough, if they get to know me when they're 7 and 8 and 9 and 13, maybe I can keep them from getting off the street.
So is that the secret? I'll go around the room. Is that the kind of thing that needs to be done where there's interaction, people know who he is,
he's not afraid
to pull a gun out if there's somebody's going to come in and attack these kids. He knows them personally, many of them, and he feels more responsible. It's hard to know what the answer is, but something's got to change, and it needs to change now.
Well, I'll tell you one of the other things that needs to change, and Dana made this point at CPAC and got a lot of heat and a lot of press over it, but she said the mainstream media, the legacy media, loves these kind of events.
Yes.
They don't love the fact that people are dying. They don't love the fact that people were shot, that kids are shot, that our schools aren't safe. But you know what? It gets ratings, and they love that. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things that needs to change. And I just posted on my Facebook this morning, just turn the TV off. You don't need to watch it for 24 hours.
Yeah.
You can get all the news you need in 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Turn it off.
Or less than that, even.
Yeah.
Maybe. All right, in words of wisdom, 44 past the hour here on the Talk Radio Review.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in 20 milligrams for $2 per tablet. That's a savings of $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic sildenafil to your door. For information on sildenafil, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 1-800-601-0310. That's 1-800-601-0310.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what? HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
Hiring is important. People are what make your business work. But how do you find the right talent? ZipRecruiter makes it simple. One click sends your job ad to over 100 of the web's leading job boards. But ZipRecruiter doesn't stop there. Their smart matching technology will instantly alert quality candidates about your job. That means you'll start getting great candidates with the right experience almost as soon as your job is posted. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. The right candidates are out there. This is how you find them. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
People from businesses of all sizes trust ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. We're so confident ZipRecruiter will get you better results than anywhere else. We'll let you try it free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
All right, 46 minutes after the hour now. This is the overview that we do every week with Rich McFadden and Joe Crummy and Victoria Keelan. There are other things, the investigation, which I believe is a red herring. I find interesting the one thing that hasn't got as much attention, and I wonder why, maybe because of the situation in Florida, but the Olympics seem to have not captured the interest of America or Americans. The ratings are off a couple of million from the last time there was an event like this 4 years ago on NBC. Who knows some of these names? Alina Zagatova won the first gold medal for Olympic athletes from Russia. Maybe some of those names we wouldn't recognize.
My wife is all into it.
Yeah, really? I've been watching it too.
Yeah.
That the two little Russian girls were gold and silver, right? And then I think Canada was bronze.
Yeah,
but part of the reason is this year the Olympics with the time difference, and I understand NBC made a choice to air everything live so that there weren't spoiler alerts, but all of the main events,
or
you
like
can't
2 o'clock
see.
In the morning.
Yeah, who can do that?
Yeah, I woke up at 1 o'clock in the morning the other day, and my wife was up watching that. I'm like, what are you doing?
Right.
Go to bed.
I know. Lewis stayed up to watch the men's hockey, and I said, this is not, no wonder there's no one watching. Everyone's asleep. Yeah. I'm not surprised the ratings are down. I think that they mishandled it.
The athletes are complaining. That, what was it, some event early on in the Olympics, all the skaters were falling down, and they were like, because we're doing this at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. They're starting it at, over there, it's, I think, like 6 in the morning.
Right.
It's a really early call time, and normally those events are at night. And I was watching Scott Hamilton talk about the difference, where most of their career it's spent performing at night. And so it makes sense that a lot of them are falling because they haven't had enough coffee.
Yeah. All right. One quick around the table question. Has everybody seen the Black Panther film?
No.
No.
Yes, I've seen it. Yeah.
And you thought what?
It's a monster. I mean, I think they've done.
No, but what did you?
Million
I don't care about that. What did you think when you saw? What was it that got you? Were you interested? Did you walk out of the theater and say, "Wow, that was a great movie," or what was your?
Well, it's
thought?
Not. Well, I mean, if you're 18, it's a great movie, and I'm old enough to understand that. So it's great. It's your typical Marvel Cinematic Universe movie, and it's great if you like CGI and you like people fighting and bouncing around on doing crazy stuff. If you're 18, it's an awesome movie. They're making
a
lot of
money. Is what you're saying. The story didn't grab you.
I'm not 18, but he went for me. Yeah.
There it is, the wisdom of Joe Crummy.
That's right, that's Joe Crummy and his wisdom. Check out his podcast, Evil Thoughts.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You can sort of recognize Star Wars themes in this music. This is from Star Wars The Force Awakens. Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here for Movie Moments. And, of course, our question to Chuck is going to be, why are we... Listen, this is always a mystery. He always loves to make us think that there's something going on. Is there a new Star Wars movie to be announced? What's the story, Chucker?
Star Wars Episode 9, under the direction of J.J. Abrams, who did The Force Awakens, starts filming July. They have a script ready to go. I'm still really so much surprised at the polarizing reaction of The Last Jedi. I can't tell you how many people I know come over to me and tell me that they were disappointed in that film, didn't like some of the liberties that that director, Rian Johnson, took, especially with Luke Skywalker. I don't know. I must have seen a different movie because I thought it was terrific. But, you know, that's why movies are subjective and people have different opinions on them. And I think a lot of the stuff on the internet, people are swayed one way or another when they walk in to see a film. A lot of baggage included sometimes. But I like The Last Jedi, but I am very happy to see J.J. Abrams direct another Star Wars movie because I think he is the closest thing we have to a Steven Spielberg in movies today.
Anybody else getting to the point where you can't remember which one is which of the main
reasons? Yes. Well, that's going to happen. That's going to happen. You know, Doug brought this up on the show last month when we talked about young Han Solo. Are we going to get Star Wars out? Maybe. I don't know yet, but maybe.
Well, I haven't found myself running out of interest in them at all. I would go see them because I think there are great lessons. I love the concept of the Force. I love the way some of the subset stories maybe not the main stories, but the things that are built around them, the subplots, if you will. I just find that the movies speak to me. So I'm happy to go, no matter what age they may be aimed at, I still find something in them that speaks
to
me.
No, I do too. I just think the main Star Wars films, you know, episode 7, 8, 9, I think everybody's really into them. Rogue One, actually, you know, the first standalone spinoff was very, very well received and made,
yep,
you know, a ton of money. I'm curious to see how young Han Solo does. I know it's going to do well. Hopefully the product is good. But I think if they keep spinning off these standalone films, eventually some of the interest will wane. Having said that, it is still by far the most influential and powerful box office force we've ever seen in this generation of movies. I mean, since 1977 on, what other product or movie franchise can sell toys in toy stores like Star Wars? There is none.
Well, if there's anything that comes close to it, it's probably the James Bond films. Let's talk about that and who will be the next James Bond right after this.
The Geek Out.
Under Armour have launched a second generation of running shoes with sensors providing a litany of performance data. They call the technology Hover, and pretty much any metric a runner would want to know is sent via Bluetooth to an app like pace, cadence, distance, step count, and more. Now, the sensors are in the soles, and we're told the battery will actually outlast the life of the shoes, so you don't need to recharge them. Additionally, the shoes download the data post-run, so having your phone with you during a workout isn't necessary. The Under Armour Hovers are found in both high and low top forms for men and women, different colorways, and start at $110. You can find more details and reviews of Under Armour's high-tech shoe at the Geek Out.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service from professional parts people you can trust. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
All right, 57 after the hour. This is Movie Moments. Chuck Curry is here with us. The next James Bond, I see a list of them. I like the idea of Idris Elba. There is Henry Cavill, maybe. Michael Fassbender looks like an interesting choice. Tom Hiddleston would be a disaster.
I actually like him a little.
You do?
I like
Cillian Murphy.
Yeah, I think he's got the right. I think he's got the right look, and he does a great job playing Loki in the Avengers Marvel universe. But Daniel Craig is going to be Bond at least one more time, and I think Danny Boyle, who the director of 127 Hours with James Franco, is a top choice to direct the next installment, which will be the 25th James Bond movie. But
is conceptually like you were just talking about Star Wars and the impact that it's had. Wouldn't you say James Bond is almost in that same category?
Pop culture wise,
yeah,
absolutely. And I think, listen, Daniel Craig has made a ton of money playing James Bond. I think he's an appealing talent. He plays Bond a little bit differently than some of the other actors in the franchise who played him, very gritty, hardcore, but I think women seem to like him.
Especially the shirtless scenes. They seem to like him a lot.
I noticed when I first saw him, he does his push-ups. I did notice
that. Push-ups. Yes, he does that. Hi, Chuckers here, and this is the DJV Experience at 59 past the hour.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.